Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. The federal government may adapt how it rolls out the COVID-19 booster shots as part of the national vaccination program to counter the effects of the Omicron variant. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says he is seeking advice from the expert immunisation panel ATAGI on whether to bring forward eligibility for booster shots to less than 6 months. Mr Hunt says vaccine supplies are available when needed.
But we're prepared with supplies. We are already one of the earliest nations in the world after Israel to have a whole-of-nation booster program.
A third case of the Omicron variant is present in the Northern Territory. Two other cases have been found in Sydney, also in recent arrivals from South Africa. Northern Territory Health Minister Natasha Files says the man is at the Howard Springs quarantine facility after he travelled on a repatriation flight from Johannesburg to Darwin on Thursday. Victoria has recorded 1,007 locally acquired cases of COVID-19 and 3 deaths. The state is introducing extra quarantine rules following the discovery of the Omicron variant of COVID-19, which include the need for all overseas arrivals and household contacts to isolate for 72 hours. There are currently 300 people in Victoria's hospital system with the virus. 45 of those are in intensive care, and 17 patients are on a ventilator to help them breathe. Meantime, New South Wales has 150 new local coronavirus cases on Monday. New health restrictions in the United Kingdom include the wearing of face masks on public transport and in shops. Health Secretary Sajid Javid says any new measures will be temporary, but there is still a lot of uncertainty.
The moment we learned about Omicron and the potential threat it poses, we didn't hesitate to act. We've taken swift action, in a proportionate way.
In sport, England all-rounder Ben Stokes is revealing the real reason why he took time off from cricket in July this year. The 30-year-old initially cited mental health and rest for a fractured finger when he took an indefinite break from the sport, but he has now admitted the main issue was actually a choking problem. Stokes wrote in his Daily Mirror column that a tablet became lodged in his throat, causing the glands in his face to react in order to flush it out. This is SBS News in Easy English. Thanks for joining us. I am Stephanie Corsetti.